In Tibetan, we have Triyana, the Tibetan Triyanas. The Tibetan Triyanas are not really same as like the Triyana in the other places. And I don't know, I haven't studied all this Buddha Dharma around the world, so I don't know. Maybe some same or some difference, I don't know very detail. But I can speak according to Tibetan Triyanas. In Tibetan, we have Triyana. Tibetan Buddhism is combination of Triyana. The Hinayana, the main focus about Hinayana is for the meditation is non-self, non-self. So you look at the concept of I, and then you see the concept of I as impermanence, and also it's become cause of suffering. But then if you really look into deep into that nature, there's no, you cannot find non-self. And in Mahayana, the main focus of the Mahayana is emptiness. So it's not only focus about yourself, the concept of I. So to see emptiness in every phenomena, and it's not just nothing also, not just no I, not only that, not no, and not yes, of course not yes, not no, no both, no neither. So go beyond four concepts. But in Tibetan Hinayana, it's only more focused about the concept of I, and to go beyond that, and then there's not so much emphasis about not no, not both, not neither. But there's four concepts, yeah? Four concepts. Do you know these four concepts?
Four extremes.
Four extremes, yeah. Four extremes. Do you know that?
Yes.
Four concepts. Anything what we do in our life has to fit in these two. That's the our, how to say, basic structure, yeah? When you do the math, you need space, what? Time, space, whatever. The basic, the law of physics. Without that, then you cannot, there's no physics, yeah? So for us, we have four basic rules, basic concepts. Without this, we cannot function. And that's what we call concept. So should I introduce you this for? What is this? What's in my hand?
Tissue.
And right now?
No tissue.
So you know the two, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, there's tissue. No, there's tissue. Maybe yes, maybe no. Both possible, if you're not unclear, you know, possible to think. And neither is very difficult, but still you can think of it, yeah? Both, you can think of it. Yes, tissue and there's no tissue, you can think of it. Neither. You can think of it. But the emptiness is beyond that. That's the main focus of the Mahayana, to really go beyond concept. And the Tibetan Mahayana. So Tibetan Hinayana is go to the concept of I, because main focus of Hinayana is self-liberation, to achieve arahat. So once you achieve arahat, the result is there's no wisdom, no thought, no consciousness, no enlightened activity. So you need just peace for yourself. Peace. So you don't have to learn all these concepts. So the main emphasis is non-self. Non-self. But not too much emphasis about non-self. And not both. And not neither. Yeah? So once you achieve that result, you achieve arhat, then you stay non-self. Peace means there's not really happiness, but of course there's no suffering. But the Mahayana, men focus upon emptiness. That's why you're not just non-self. So not, because if you stay with the non-self, then you don't have wisdom and the clarity, enlightened qualities, and enlightened activities to help to sentient beings continue. If you stay in only nirvana, then you cannot benefit from boundless sentient being. So you're not staying in nirvana, but you're not in the samsara. But by this practice, the Mahayana, Tibetan Mahayana style, emptiness, it's take time. Develop bodhicitta, and then practice emptiness. Takes eons of lifetimes to become Buddhas, take time. But now, Tibetan Vajrayana. I think there's Vajrayana in Japan, in the China, many. But I don't know about those details, but I'm talking about Tibetan Vajrayana. The Tibetan Vajrayana, the main focus is on the mind. And then go beyond concept. So if you put the main focus on the mind, because everything begins by mind. Samsara is begin by mind. Nirvana is begin by mind. So if you put main focus on the mind, and our example is like this. If there's tree, the poison tree, a lot of poisons, you know, garbage come from the tree. And if you want to cut the poison tree, how to do? One technique is to cut all the lips one by one, and then the trunk. Now and then the small branch. First lip and small branch and bigger branch and the trunk and the root. So you can do that. It's take time. But another method is first you just cut the root. So when you cut the root, all these millions of leaf, branch die together. That's the analogy example. So you directly go to the mind. And another example is, if you throw stone to the dog, hit the dog, and dog really angry at stone and wood, follow to the stone and wood, you know, become crazy. But then there's second stone, and third stone, So stone never ends. And if you throw stone to the lions, and lion even doesn't look at the stone. Look at where this stone come from. Oh, you, and jump on you, then there's no second stone. And so in the Tibetan Vajrayana, the main focus is the mind. And the root of samsara, root of nirvana, everything is the mind. So you focus on the mind.